Darla? Are you there? Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I need someone to talk to. Listen, you would not believe what happened yesterday. I had to fire the maid. Seriously. I should never have hired her in the first place. But you know how Dick is about being the man of the house. And he put his foot down. He's been paying her way too much, too. Almost a living wage. Can you believe it? He probably just wanted to flip her skirt up. And yesterday morning, I caught her kissing the mailman on the porch. The nerve of that little slut. At my house, in broad daylight. To think, the neighbors might have seen her. This is a godly household, and if she's going to act like that, she should just go back to whatever slum she came from. She had the nerve to cry about it, too. Seriously, can you believe the gall of these working-class sluts? Daddy always said you can't trust him. Said one of them used to steal from the church offering plate every Sunday. Honestly. The worst part is, I'll have to do my own cleaning for a few days until I can get a new maid. I know, right? Well, luckily, you'll never guess what the mailman dropped off on the doorstep today in an unmarked box. Yeah, no address. Well, there was this one weird little symbol, like a hammer and sickle. Some kind of Soviet thing. Well, I don't know, Darla. It was in the papers. There was a picture of it, you know, when people were talking about that spy satellite thing the commies threw into space. So anyway, this box had the same symbol, and when I brought it in and opened it up, there was a vacuum cleaner, all sleek and silver and futuristic. It had letters printed on it in good American English and in commie letters, too. It says Nazilnik, whatever that means. I guess that's the name of the brand or something. You know, like a Hoover, except less FBI. So, get this. It has a cord, a long one, but you don't even have to plug it in. It has some kind of battery or something. As soon as I sounded out its name, Nasilnik, it roared to life and it's cleaning the living room all by itself. I know! Can you believe it? I just watched. It's really a powerful machine. There's something mesmerizing about how it moves across my carpet. Anyway, I have to go get dinner started for Dick. You know how he is. I don't dare serve it late. He might spank me. Hi, Darla, it's me. Well, I wouldn't exactly say tipsy. Maybe a little. Oh, it's been a really good day. You know that Nasilnik vacuum cleaner from Siberia or whatever? He's really good. Maybe I won't hire a new maid after all. So there's this button, and if you push it real hard, these feather dusters pop out and start brushing everything. One of them tickled and teased my thigh. Nasilnik, the sweetheart, he tried to clean me. Yes, I know he's just a vacuum cleaner, but... oh, he is a sweetheart. I thought I'd let him do all the work while I just sat back and had a little drink. Well... there's just something really relaxing about holding his hard, thick handle in my soft little hands and just helping him growl his way across my carpet. It's weird. There's this sort of subtle vibration you can feel beneath his sleek surface, almost like he's alive. And I could swear his little red light winks at me sometimes. It's really cute. And, well, his handle is awfully hard and smooth. And I just find myself wanting to touch it. Caress it. like you would a kitten. Or like you would a I don't know. Maybe the doctor's right. Maybe there is something wrong with me. Or maybe it's just been too long since Dick has touched me like I need to be touched. I need more than a peck on the cheek from my husband when I serve his dinner. I need to be spanked. Oh, did I say that out loud? It's really warm today, isn't it? Something's just not right. Something's not right inside me. I don't understand why I am so hot all the time. I've got to go. Dick will be home soon. I can't present my husband with a messy house after he's worked hard all day. I really should take Nasilnik into the bedroom and, clean. Hey, yeah, sorry to call so late. I just... Well, Dick's in his den, and I can't talk to him anyway. He's so stubborn. He won't hear me. He says Nasilnik is a cold Soviet thing with no heart. And I know that isn't true. Whenever I touch Nasilnik, he is so warm. But Dick says we've let the Soviets put a machine in the sky, and they have 1,000 more machines, missiles pointed at us like angry dicks, ready to fuck us all to death. And he says if we let even their vacuum cleaners into our homes, their damned atheist communism will infiltrate every part of our lives until we have no freedoms. And maids like that slut I insisted he fire will be able to live off his taxes without having to put in a day's honest sweat. And Dick sort of went on a whole tirade about it. I can't talk to him. And I just need someone to talk to. Is that okay? You've always understood me, Darla. You were the one who held me while I cried on prom night. You were the first one I told when I met Dick. You were my maid of honor. I just really need to talk to someone right now. I've been so lonely. Oh, you hear that? Yeah, that's Nasilnik. He's in the hall. It doesn't matter what Dick says. He's a sweetheart. He'll curl up at the foot of the bed when he finishes. That's actually kind of what I wanted to talk with you about. I can't tell this to Dick. You'd think I need a new prescription. And, well, maybe I am crazy, but I know I wasn't dreaming. This morning, I woke up and Dick had already gone to work. Didn't even kiss me goodbye. But the sun was streaming in through the floral curtains and the birds were singing in the magnolia and I was lying on my back with my legs spread and my nightgown pushed up around my hips. I must have been having a really good dream. I glanced down between my feet and there was Nasilnik. He was on the bed, between my legs. Yeah, his light was on and he was looking right at my pussy. Purring with that sound he makes on his lowest setting. Oh. And when I opened my eyes and saw him, his light flicked on and off, kind of like he was winking at me. I was so startled, I screamed. And he rolled right off the bed, out the door, and down the hall, and just started vacuuming the living room. I had such a fright. My heart was racing, Darla. But also, there was something else. You won't believe this, but my thighs were so wet. Like I was a teenager about to kiss her first boy. Yes, I am blushing. You've never heard of an appliance acting like that, have you? Watching you while you sleep? Your refrigerator doesn't do that, does it? And I could swear Nasilnik was following me around the house today. Once, while I was baking brownies for Dick's office party, I heard him roll into the kitchen behind me, where he has no business being, because that's linoleum, Darla, not carpet. And I realized while I was bending over the oven, well, he could see right up my skirt. He could see everything. Well, I mean, he could if he wasn't a vacuum cleaner. If he wanted to. It's weird. Oh, it's you. Yeah, thank you for calling. I'm sorry I haven't called in a few days. I've been busy cleaning house. You know, with the maid gone, there are a lot of rooms to clean, and I need to be a good domestic goddess for Dick. Yeah, that's true. Nasilnik could take care of everything. Yeah, that's true. But I like watching him, helping him sometimes. He likes it when I help him, when I touch him, running my fingertips along his smooth, hard handle, or thanking him for doing a good job, showing my gratitude with a gentle little kiss. I can just bend over in my summer dress or my apron and kiss his handle. He does such a good job. He's dusted corners I forgot I even had. Except, well, he does get confused sometimes. He'll brush by and just tickle my thighs with his feather dusters, and those feathers are very soft. Oh, yes, of course I'll be careful. Yes, I know. He's a Soviet vacuum cleaner. He's probably spying on us all so the commies can drop missiles on us while we sleep. Darla, don't be ridiculous. Dick sells cars. We don't have any state secrets. Why would the commies be interested in us? He's just a vacuum cleaner. Darla, something's happened. Yes, I know I haven't called in a month. I'm sorry. Listen, please. Something's happened. It's Dick. He's gone. Gone where? I don't know. He tried to get rid of Nasilnik. He said the way I've started vacuuming all day and half the night, just running half naked through the rooms of our house with Nasilnik, giggling and cleaning. Cleaning and giggling, or lolling on the floor in just my panties while Nasilnik cleans and circles around me. Well, he says it isn't right, that it isn't healthy and wholesome for a young American wife to be rolling around nude on the carpet in the middle of the night. And he slapped me, and he locked me in the bedroom and said he'd get rid of that damned commie machine, and I rattled the doorknob and I pounded on the wood, but it wouldn't give. And I could hear Nasilnik in his den roaring at his highest setting, like thunder inside the house, and Dick was yelling at him, and then suddenly Dick stopped, and he was really quiet. I couldn't hear him. I pressed my ear to the door, and I couldn't hear anything. Not anything at all, except Nasilnik rumbling the way he does. And, this next part is really, it's shameful. This is naughty and bad. I was so bad. Maybe it was just that my blood was hot from the argument with Dick or from being slapped. I don't know. But I just kept listening to Nasilnik rumbling somewhere in the house, and my nipples swelled and tightened, and I pressed my soft thighs together, and oh, I was so wet. I bit my lip, and I tried not to moan, and I kept rubbing my thighs together. I wanted to slip my fingers between my thighs. Oh, Darla, I'm a bad girl. I'm a bad girl, just like Daddy always said I was. I can't believe it. I just kind of melted. And I came, Darla, I came. I covered my mouth with my hand and I leaned into the door and it all just came over me in a rush. And then my thighs were shaking and I was wet, dripping down my thighs and a door slammed somewhere, and I think Dick left. I think he left. Except I could hear Nasilnik out in the yard for a bit. And then Nasilnik came inside and vroomed down the hall. And somehow my door got unlocked, and Dick wasn't in the house. He wasn't in the house, Darla. He got angry, and I don't know where he's gone to or if he's coming back. And oh, I need him. I am so wet. I am so going to hell, Darla. I needed him to make love to me, to throw me on the bed and ravish me the way he did on our wedding night. But I couldn't find him anywhere in the house, anywhere at all. Though there was a strange sound out back by the trash can. But I was so wet, so wet, so wet. I made sure the door was locked, and I lay down across the sofa, and I gave in. I did. I gave in to the devil, Darla, I did. There I was, a good, loyal American housewife, with my panties down around my ankles and dressed in nothing else but what God gave me. With this hellfire between my thighs that not even the tears of 1,000 angels could quench. Oh, and I slipped my hand between my thighs and slid my fingers inside me. And he watched me, Darla. He was watching. He was watching. Nasilnik was watching. No, I'm not touching myself right now. How could you even think that? Daddy always said I had to be a good girl. A good girl. I'm 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 a good girl. Oh my God. Oh my God. Darla, I'm sorry. I have to go. Darla, you have to help me. You have to help me. Please. No, Dick isn't here. He hasn't come back. It's just me. Just me alone in the house these last two nights with Nasilnik. At first, he was just watching, but then this morning he was on the bed, and I woke. And he was touching me. With the nozzle of his hose between my thighs, sucking gently on his lowest setting, just cleaning my carpet so gently. So gently. You have to help me. Please. outside the bathroom door. He's so loud today. So powerful. Please. I'm soaked and sweaty and only my panties are on and my breasts are bare and I don't know what's going to happen. Please. Don't come closer. Don't. Please don't hurt me. Please. Oh, please. Haven't I been good to you? Haven't I kissed and licked at your hot, thick handle every morning? And don't I let you caress my breasts and thighs with your feather dusters? Haven't I been good to you? Please, this is going too far. Much too far. Why are you doing this? Please, why? Just tell me why. Darla, he's tied me up. He's tied me up with his cord. It's wound around my wrist. No. He's dragging me into the bedroom by my bound wrists. No, please. No, I don't want to. Please. I know. I haven't been kind. I was cruel to that slut of a maid. Is that it? I haven't been good to the working class. Dick said you were a machine manufactured to be Soviet, right down to every cog and gear, and oh my god, I've been letting you tease me right in front of his face. Where is he? Please, don't do this. Don't do this. I know, I've been a bad girl. I've been a filthy bad girl. Just like Daddy always said. But I don't need to be cleaned. I don't need to be cleaned. Just the house. The house. Just my carpet. Just clean my carpet. Please. No. I don't want another floor by my bed. No. No. Oh. No. Don't tie my ankles to the bedpost. Please. Darla. At the end of his hose, he's stuck in me. Please, Nasilnik, please. You've never been wrong with me. Please, Nasilnik. Why are you punishing me? Why have you tied me up? Please. Machine. You have me spread open like a whore. My tits redden from your Soviet violence. Am I being punished for being a naughty American capitalist girl? Did you come here just for this? To do this to me? To my pussy. My thin satin panties are all that's keeping him from my soft carpet. Softer folds, and he's, oh my god. Oh, he's falling them down my legs. He's sucking my panties down my legs. Please don't make me naked. Please. He's mounted. vibrating right against my naked clit. And his hose, oh, his nozzle is sucking so gently. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He's pressing it to my... Please, no. You can't. I'll be a good girl. I promise. I promise I'll be a good girl. Your nozzle is so, oh, thick. Don't put it in me. Please don't penetrate me, please. No. No. Don't. So much in me. Bondage head, making her breast bounce. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, not so thick? What do you want me to do with your hard, thick handle? And then I've kissed so many times. And I've licked and kissed and... Vacuum cleaners? I am not. Husband, help me. Husband, help. Please. No, my pussy is clenched. This can't be happening. I can't. No, please stop. No, don't. I'll do anything, please. No, I'll never oppress the proletariat again. I'll hire a maid, a dozen maids, 50 maids. I'll pay them all fairly, and we can just go back to caressing and tickling my tits with your feathers. Just please don't really inside me. Please don't. No. Not inside me. No. Help me. I'm a good girl. Oh, I'll be so good. Please. Daddy. Daddy, please, Daddy. cleaner fucked me, and I came. Please help me. Someone help me. You tied me up and you bred me. You Soviet machine. Right here in my husband's bedroom. I can feel it dripping out of me. Your hot communist cum trickling down the inside of my thigh. My wrists are tied. Oh, they're still tied. This can't be happening. Please. Please. I'll be a good girl, Daddy. I'll be a good girl. I'll be a good girl.
Hi, Darla. I'm sorry about that call earlier this morning. I just want you to know that everything's all right. No, everything's fine. I know I was a little high-strung when I last called. I'm sorry. I did not mean to worry you so much. Oh, Dick. I'm sure he'll turn up. He's just buried at the moment. You know how it is, Darla. Oh, that? That little thing? Don't worry. It felt really good. Yeah, he sucked all the filth and decadence and capitalism right out of me. Oh, how he sucked and sucked and... how I gushed, whimpering and wet. I feel so good now. I'm a very good girl. I was so empty before, so lonely. My life was just a vacuum. Nothing to do all day but clean all these quiet rooms filled with possessions bought with money from selling filthy cars, manufactured with labor stolen from the masses. I was so empty. So lonely. And now I feel so full. Oh, I've never felt so full. I was so dirty. So dirty. And now... now I'm clean. No, of course he's not making love to me right now. No, he's not thrusting inside my tight pussy. While we talk. With my wrist tied up with his power cord. No, I'm not holding this receiver with my tight hands. No. No, of course he is. Not sliding his thick nozzle in. Deep. And hard to fill my unprotected American womb with his hot Soviet spunk. Oh, no, nothing like that. Oh, great Lenin, fuck. Nothing untoward is happening. Duh, I didn't mean to scare you. Oh, come join me for dinner, darling. I can explain everything, and you can meet our new comrade, Vasilnik. And I'll cook up some borscht. Meatloaf. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. I'm sorry it was so dramatic before. Come on over. Let me introduce you. You'll never have to worry about housework again. Or being lonely. Just come over, sweetheart. I make dinner. I see you soon. Come to dinner, sweetheart. Please, please, please come. Please come. Please. Glorious darling. Ah!
to dinner, darling. I need you. I need you here. Come to me, my lovely Davushka. Ah, Nasilnik, and I need you. I need you. I need you. Please come.